There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet. Which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new monthly edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes today. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
It's Thursday, December 3rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. SMB data from the UK, computer crime in the Supreme Court, and a hack with no physical contact. This is the Business of Tech. News from the UK, quoting Computer Weekly. Findings in the latest SME Finance Monitor indicate that three quarters of small and medium-sized enterprises have been negatively affected by COVID-19, with 35% saying things have been really tough. When asked, 40% of SMEs felt that the worst was still to come, although the number of those that expected income to drop by half or more had reduced from 60% in the second quarter to 30% in the 3 months from July to September. End quote. Why do we care? British listeners care because this is their data set, and American listeners care because our friends across the pond have a similar situation to ours. This lines up with all the data I'm seeing consistently on the SMB marketplace. The consistent stories? Bigger companies are doing much better than small during this time. That means we should ignore both big tech and big vendors who talk about their stability while trying to measure how services providers' customers are doing. As a provider, one doesn't really care if your vendor is doing well if those who write you checks are struggling. We're not out of this yet, and we're not going to be for a while. Strong leadership will survive and thrive, so manage to the storm. Let's catch up on the oral arguments heard this week by the Supreme Court, which are examining the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. Who's fighting it out? Let's check with protocol and, quote, on one side are groups like the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the American Civil Liberties Union, who argue that expanding the interpretation of the CFAA could make research conducted by cybersecurity experts and journalists alike illegal, paving the way for increased legal action by tech companies. On the other are groups like the Electronic Privacy Information Center and a raft of prominent privacy scholars who emphasize that the case before the court involves a law enforcement official using a government database to commit a serious privacy breach. Behavior they say the law does and should permit. At the center of the case is a former Georgia police officer named Nathan Van Buren, who was convicted in 2017 of violating the law after he accepted money to look up a woman's license plate in a law enforcement database and was caught in an FBI sting. The CFAA, which was enacted in 1986, made it a crime to knowingly access a computer without authorization or exceeding authorized access, a frustratingly vague standard that has been interpreted differently by the courts. Van Buren successfully petitioned the Supreme Court to take up his case, arguing that he didn't violate the law because he did have authorized access to use the system. He merely used it for unauthorized purposes, just as millions of Americans say use their work computers to check sports scores. End quote. The justices asked questions focusing on the uncertainty, and many computer law experts are now cautiously optimistic that the court will rule that the law should be interpreted narrowly. Why do we care? Should be a bit obvious. How this law is interpreted will define legal versus illegal use of any computer system. Where unauthorized access lies matters for any business, so this is a big deal. No ruling yet, so this is bringing you up to speed on the conversation. hack to be aware of. A Google Project Zero researcher has highlighted an exploit that, until May, allowed a variety of iOS devices to be remotely rebooted and fully controlled from a distance, including email, messages, photos, and even using the microphone and camera. According to researcher Ian Beer, using Apple Wireless Direct Link, which creates mesh networks for features like AirDrop and Sidecar, one could force AWDL on even if off, and then exploit that connectivity. Working alone, he did it in 6 months. Apple did not dispute the exploit and noted it was fixed in May 2020. Why do we care? The researcher's point was that while one person alone might take a long time, against teams, this is entirely differently. One of those security mantras was always that protecting physical access to devices was an absolute. Well, with wireless, that's not true. So we care because of that. If you're thinking about protection of devices, you have to factor in physical access and distance and wireless as well. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.